The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello and welcome into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs are back on the practice field on Wednesday ahead of their big matchup on Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. Heard from head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, tackle Orlando Brown Jr., and safety Dan Sorensen. We'll go in that order. We'll hear from head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, you'll hear from tackle Orlando Brown Jr. and safety Daniel Sorensen. Here's head coach Andy Reid.
Everybody else will practice. Frank Clark, Charvarius, Fenton, they'll all be out there. Look forward again to this game. I mean, it's obviously a game. Buffalo is a tough football team, and we know they're well coached, and be a great challenge for us. So we look forward to that. Anyways, with that, time, Jers.
Andy, their defense has had some really nice weeks the last few weeks, different opponents, right? But what have they kind of got going this year on defense?
Yeah, well, they're playing fast. Leslie's doing a variety of different things there, coverage-wise and front-wise. So, we'll have to be focused in and sharp with that. But they are playing fast.
Patrick has seemed to get the ball out really quickly this year. Not that he couldn't do well with that in his first year. How much do you feel like he's improved in that aspect of his game?
Yeah, he's done well with that. We've kept him in the pocket a little bit longer, or at least where he can get those off relatively fast and on time. So, and the receivers have done a nice job along with the offensive line. It's worked out okay, but we gotta keep rolling. This will be a nice test for us with that, because they're a good coverage team. They got a good front. So,
maybe how much do you anticipate for the day being able to do? I mean, mostly scout team stuff. Do you figure this week?
Yeah, I don't know that. We'll get him out there and see what he can do. It looks like he's running around pretty good right now. So we just gotta see when it comes to the football part of it.
But, Coach, on Monday a conversation had to happen with Josh Gordon to see where he was, and you ended in the 53. How did that go, and what did he tell you?
He feels good. He feels like he's in pretty good shape, and wants to get going. So, he's got experience, and I've learned over years that the veteran guys will tell you how they're feeling and where they're at, because they know what's ahead of them. They surely don't want to embarrass themselves. So. He feels good about getting in there and kind of getting it started, and we'll see where it goes from there. Whether he's active or not or whatever, we'll just see how it goes. Yeah.
What's your comfort level with his knowledge of the system?
Yeah, I mean, he's very smart and has picked things up quickly. Now, he's had a little bit of it, a little of the flavor of the offense when he was in Cleveland there, so. He understands some of the language there.
Coach, you played this team twice last season. How tough is it preparing for a team in the back of your mind, potentially you could play again in the playoffs?
Yeah, you can't worry about all that. I mean, it takes enough just to get ready for the game that you're playing. And so, you're not really going that other direction at all. I mean, those are things you you have no control over. And this, at least you have something you can prepare for, and you want to try to maximize them. They're a good football team. So,
are there things that you're holding in your back pocket, though, that's like, all right, well?
I normally don't. I just come up with a few more things. I mean, if we have a chance, if you have a chance to play them again, so, you know.
But it feels like Chris is playing through this wrist injury. Just how have you tried to manage it, and how do you think that may have impacted his play these last few weeks?
Yeah, no, I think it's a distraction for him. And, you know, so that's what we're trying to give him time to let it go today. He's like, not going to practice today. So, you know, so we'll see how he does. You know, but that's kind of where we're at. Just take it day by day and see how he does.
Frank Clark pleaded guilty on Monday to weapons charges. How are his spirits with this hanging over his head as we enter the season here?
Yeah, listen, when he's in the building, he's good. You know, I'm sure, you know, that's on his mind, I'm sure. But when he's here, he's about football and trying to make sure he's doing his job, so to the best of his ability, and get healthy right now. I mean, that's kind of the primary thing. So I think he's in a pretty good place with that.
Clyde has had the back-to-back weeks of 100 yards. How have you seen the offensive line progress in the run blocking as the season has been on?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a young group, and it's a new group. I mean, they're all five are new. So, they're getting better as we go, and getting some experience, I guess, is the main thing, working together. And, but they've got a great attitude, and they're working hard. And, you know, we'll just see how things go down the road as they keep growing, you know.
Coach, I know we talked about this a little bit on the Zoom on Monday. You had some improvement in the red zone, forced some field goals. When you went back and looked through all those situations, what was working right for you guys to have that, and how encouraged are you that those things will continue to get better for you?
Defensively, we're saying, yeah. So, I'm confident that, you know, as we get people back, that's going to help. And as they play together as a unit, that's going to help, with time here. And I thought it was good to get the stops that we got. Yes, I did. I mean, I thought we kind of closed the windows on things, handled the run game well, down there. So and we've got room to improve all the way across offense, defense, special teams. We've got plenty of room to improve. So we're going to keep working.
Nate. Andy, just for clarity, with Rashad coming back today, is he – out of the concussion protocol, or is this one of the steps to get cleared?
I believe he's out. I mean, he's in practice and going, so he's full go practice. So I would tell you that he's out now. Wow. If you give me a minute, I probably could make sure of that. But right now, that's
last one, Adam.
Last week, you indicated you thought Josh Gordon was in a good place in relation to his off-the-field stuff. What did he say to you, or what did you guys learn about him, what he's been doing the last few months that would lead you to say that maybe this time it's going to stick?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get into the exacts on that, but he has been doing well, and, you know, the league keeps a close eye on that, and they felt very comfortable with him, how he's handled the last few months, and he feels good about it himself, and then I've talked to a bunch of people that have had a chance to coach him, play with him, and I mean, it's, he's a good kid. And, we all have our issues, and he was working through those things. So, more power to him.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right, good.
And then what he can do for your offense.
Yeah, he's a tremendous guy. I mean, you can tell he loves playing football. He loves being here. He loves being a part of this locker room. And, I mean, the talent you can just see. I mean, how fast he is, how big he is, the way he's able to get in and out of cuts. I've been able to throw to him a little bit here now, kind of off to the side a little bit. And I think we'll try to do whatever we can to kind of bring him up to speed as quickly as possible and try to utilize his skill set.
One thing that you tend to do is try to get guys involved off the field, become friends with them, your relationship with Travis. Just what have you learned about Josh since you've had a relationship with him maybe off the field that you didn't know before?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has those Texas ties. So, I mean, we've talked about, no offense to Dieter, but because he's a Yankees fan, but the Astros. We talked about kind of stuff like that, him going to Baylor and things like that. And just seeing how humble of a guy he is. I mean, he truly is someone that wants to be here, wants to be a part of this locker room, and I'm sure we'll keep building that relationship as the season goes on.
Patrick, three of your four interceptions have kind of come under pretty similar circumstances. Third down, about to get sacked. How does the calculus of those types of situations affect how big of a risk you're taking for it?
Yeah, it's something that I definitely have to cut down on, especially kind of those interceptions that are around the middle of the field. I've taken chances of throwing it deep sometimes and kind of getting those interceptions on third and long and stuff like that, and that kind of in turn kind of is a punt. But whenever you're throwing interceptions around the middle of the field, that usually puts the defense in bad situations. So that's something I definitely need to work on as the season goes on.
I know those are three examples, but otherwise, do you feel like over the years you've learned to be maybe more careful, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, it's something that I have to continue to work on as my career goes on. I have that aggressive nature. I want to try to make everything happen, get a first down every single time. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to punt, and I think that's something that I'll continue to work on. We'll have to play the field position battle sometimes and let the defense get some stops, and then we're able to score the next drive.
Talk about the production you're getting from Jody Forsley. He went from, you know, making the team this year to now giving you some quality snaps. What do you think from him?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it the last few years, kind of when he was on the practice squad and he was going against our defense. He was able to make those tough, contested catches. And get vertical and play hard. And so as we kind of got him into the right role in this offense, I think you're seeing that. I mean, the one that I kind of underhand shoveled to him, it was way out in front of him. He was able to catch it, secure it, use his body, and get in the end zone. And so as kind of everybody on this team, we're going to find the best place to put you in our offense and try to utilize your skill set to be the best you can be for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Patrick, what do you think it is about him that he's maybe more valuable as a tight end than as a wideout?
Yeah, I mean, he's really big. So, I mean, he's obviously super athletic. He's big. He's fast. And I think as these years have kind of gone on and he's been on the practice squad, he's learned how to really block. And I think that was something that is huge when you play a tight end position is obviously you can be the mismatch in the passing game, but being able to come in and block and do those different type of things as well makes it a mismatch altogether as a person on offense.
Patrick, you're about a quarter of the way through. How are you feel like you're sinking in with and working well with your offensive line?
Yeah, I think we're getting better and better each and every week. We'll continue to get better and better as the season goes on. But I think that they're taking steps in the right direction. They're not making the same mistake. Then I'm finding those right pockets to kind of step up into. I think they had a great week this last week. But we're playing a really good defense this week coming up. So we got to make sure that we continue to get better and better because it'll be a great challenge for us.
Patrick, it seems like teams typically are playing you a little bit deeper in coverages this year, making you guys play more methodical. How do you feel like you're responding to that, and how important is Clyde in that sense?
Yeah, I think we learned a little bit about it at the end of last year. We were able to have to throw the ball short, drive the length of the field, trust these guys are like Tyree, you're going to make plays and get down the field once they catch the ball. And I think having the offensive line come in, how well they can run block, and Clyde running the football, I think that's just going to continue to be another step in the right direction for us to be the best offense that we can possibly be.
That one play where Tyree got to the one kind of seemed like, you know, type of a cheat code type of thing. Is that how unique is that ability to have a receiver that can do something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really unique to be able to throw a stop route and then the guy catch the ball and make like five or six people miss and get to the sideline and almost get to the end zone. I actually applauded him for not reaching the ball out at the end zone because, I mean, that easily you see guys reach out and get knocked out the back of the end zone. So just applauding him, the smart that he has, and not do that, not turn the ball over, trust that we're going to score when we're down there that close to the end zone. But I told him like 3 years ago he'd have been in. So, I mean, I think he's losing a little bit of speed.
What's it like for you to exercise that patience and not try to take shots all the time? Is that kind of part of your maturity, understand that you just got to take what they give you?
Yeah,
Yeah,
for sure. It's definitely me different than what I would have done in the past. I've kind of learned that you have to do that. You have to take the underneath stuff, and you have to continue to drive the ball down the field. But I never want to lose that edge of attacking. And so hopefully as we continue to take these and go to the length of the field and show that we can do that, show that we can run the football, it'll open up the deep passing game, and we'll be able to still do that as well.
You've watched plenty of quarterbacks. I know you take sort of bits and pieces from certain guys. Just what's it been like to watch Josh maybe this year or even during the offseason, and what's it been like to compete against him similar to Lamar and obviously Justin Herbert?
Yeah, I think what you see with Josh is as he gets better and better every single year, he's not satisfied with where he's at. I'm watching games with Hurd. He works with his throwing motion. He works with his feet. He does different type of stuff to try to get another edge. And I think that's what all the best quarterbacks do. It's something that I know I do is I go look back every offseason, and I want to find one thing that I can get better at and try to continue to get better and better. And I think you've seen that with Josh. They put a lot on him to make a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage, to make all the right decisions, throw the ball, run the ball, do all that different type of stuff. And I think that's kind of what's put them at this level where they're a dominant team. He's definitely gotten better and better each and every year. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of battles as both of our careers go on.
Has there been any more talks about the throw off? I remember last year you guys were talking about having the throw off. Any more talks about that?
There hasn't been, of late. I think we're both getting a little older, so I don't know. We might lose a couple of our yards, but, he's got a very strong arm for sure.
People talk a lot about their offense. They put some points over there. They got a couple of shutouts. What's the toughest part about their defense? And do they look any different than what you saw twice last year?
Yeah, I mean, they continue to get better. I mean, they had a lot of young guys on that defense, and they have veteran guys. So they're going to keep adding. They're going to continue to get better and better at their scheme, disguising their scheme. And they execute. I think Coach McDermott and Coach Frazier both do a great job of knowing kind of what you're good at and trying to take that away. And they always have a wrinkle each and every week. It's definitely a good defense. Really, really good defense, and we're going to have a great challenge for us, and we have to make sure that we execute every single play because they look for those chances and they try to capitalize on them.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Here's tackle Orlando Brown Jr., followed by safety Daniel Sorensen.
Just the chemistry with the offensive line, and he's getting a sense of kind of where the pocket is and where the lanes are. Are you feeling that too, as far as, you know, getting to kind of figure out where Patrick is and getting that sixth sense about him being behind you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I definitely feel as though it's something that's gotten better. And we've gotten better as an offense and offensive line as the weeks have gone on since we've been here and been able to grow together, learn together, learning from Coach Heck and all those different things. So, you know, we're all just trying to do our job to the best of our abilities.
What's your excitement level to face this team, your last game last year with Baltimore against these guys? What do you think about kind of how their franchise, since you've seen them, you saw them a few times in a row, I think, up there.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore, they look like they've really turned into one of the better franchises in the AFC. What's your excitement level for this particular team?
Man, very excited, man. Not just because of them, but it's just opportunity to play the game of football on a Sunday night, man. That's always special, being able to play on prime time.
Linda, what do you think's worked a little bit better in the last 2 weeks in the run blocking and getting Clyde to break out a little bit here?
Man, just a combination of coach's schemes, combination of all of us being on the same page and executing our fundamentals at a high level, man. I think Sunday was just a taste, a little bit of what we could do. We still weren't spot on completely with a few different things, but we were able to make some good things happen in the run game. And hopefully we can continue to build on that and, you know, become a better team running the ball as time goes.
That's fine. That you think it might just matter might be experience together, considering you guys are all new and playing with each other.
Yeah. Just learning scheme, just understanding, scheme versus the coverage of defense we're going against, all those different things that, you know, come with learning a new system.
Orlando, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the game in Baltimore. What was that experience like for you that night?
Yeah, man, special. Obviously, unfortunately, we didn't win, but it was special, man, just being back in that stadium somewhere where, you know, for me, it was where I feel like I fell in love with the game of football. It was super, super cool to be back, man. Sucks we didn't win, but, definitely emotional.
Orlando, the third and one play that you guys had in the first quarter, when you guys watch film, is that kind of as much of a source of pride as anything for the offensive line, just the push that you guys got on a play like that?
Yeah. You know, there's definitely situations as offensive linemen we take a lot of pride in, third down being one of them, whether we're running, passing, whatever the deal is, making sure that, you know, we do our job to the best of our abilities on those type of plays. But, I mean, we take a lot of pride here and a lot of stuff that we do up front. Coach Heck is a great coach, and, you know, he pushes us hard every single day. And as individuals, we've been pushing each other, learning each other, and just trying to go out there and do our job.
You know, now you've gotten to spend a little bit of time here and everything. What have you learned about this franchise that maybe you didn't learn when you got here?
Yeah, it's kind of an old school like franchise in the sense of the way that you could say we prep, you know, the building, the coaches here. It's an old school feel to where I feel like in today's NFL, you look at a lot of franchises, you could say, you know, the physical is important, and it is, you know, but here, mentally they challenge you, mentally they test you, mentally they push you. And I think that's the biggest thing that I didn't know about this organization, but, you know, you should know, you know, with these championship organizations, like what New England was able to build over the years, what they've done here, you know, Tampa, you know, the last few years, just mentally being able to give an edge to your players with the way that we work here, the way that we prep in training camp and offseason.
Or a collective unit, what are you all doing, like not only on the field, but like off the field together to kind of continue to build that cohesiveness together?
Yeah, just really getting around each other, asking each other questions about the game, asking each other questions about what we saw, what we felt. You know, hey, Joe, what did you see on this play right here? What were you thinking? Just making sure that we're all on the same page.
Going through the first 4 weeks of the season, what kind of grade would you give yourself?
Man, you know, gosh, like, hard to say. You know, I don't really like want to look too much into that. You know, I know what I definitely want to get to. You know what I mean? And I spoke with you guys before about getting to that point of being a, you know, top tackle in this league. And you know, I'm getting there, man. I'm working each and every day, working each and every week. I feel like I've gotten better each and every game. And you know, I'm not even close to playing my good football, my best football yet.
Anything that's jumped out to you when you rewatch the film of the young guys, Creed, Trey, Lucas, what they're doing, and just maybe how much it reflects of what you were going through when you played for the first time as a rookie?
Yeah, man, it's hard being a rookie in this league, especially up front, just with the type of talent that you're dealing with on the other side of the ball, especially at tackle, man. And, you know, Lucas is going against some really good defensive ends these first 4 or 5 weeks. And, I mean, they're only going to get better, you know, as the season goes on. But what they've been able to do, man, really just it's really just been their mindset and their preparation throughout the week of making sure that they're spot on with their assignment. And that just allows them to go out there and play and be themselves. And that's something that Coach Reed and all the coaches here preach is just being yourself. You know what I mean? Letting your personality show. And, I mean, they've prepared very well these first 4 weeks, man. And that's one of the reasons they've been able to go out there and be successful on the field.
As a group on the offensive line, is there satisfaction when you have the deep pass to Tyreek at the end of the game because you notice that the Eagles are moving up closer to you because you guys have been so successful in the run? Is there sort of a connection between what the offensive line can do for a big play receiver?
Yeah, I mean, man, we're just satisfied with scoring points and winning games, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, to be honest with you, like, you know, am I thinking about Tyreek scoring on an 80-yard touchdown? I mean, not really. I'm more so concerned about doing my job, making sure that we score, making sure that we win, man. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in that. But, you know, we enjoy 10 score touchdowns.
Along those same lines, you do take pride in those kinds of plays and also doing your job. 386 yards rushing over the last 2 games. Edwards Alaire, 2 straight 100-yard games. Has he taken y'all out to dinner or
to
steak or anything like that?
No, man, I'm sure he will, though. I'm sure he will at some point in time, you know, I mean, whatever we get to that.
Yeah. The Chiefs obviously made a commitment to you, making the trade to bring you here. Mm-hmm. You went to play left tackle. You're doing that. The next thing is the future. Has anything happened on the contract level at all during the season?
Man, not that I know of. You know, right now, man, my focus has just been focusing on my game, focusing on making this team better, making sure that I'm good to go. You know, my agent and, you know, Veach and all of them, they'll figure that out.
Are you cool with that happening after the season?
Yeah, man, I'm just working, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm focusing on ball right now.
Okay. Thanks, Orlando.
Yep, no problem.
This last week, where you were able to get some of those things done.
It's a collective effort always, right? I think we did put some pressure on the quarterback, got him uncomfortable back there. He was scrambling around, and then, you know, just it comes down to a mentality. That's kind of what we've been talking about. Everybody just kind of bearing down, and that's what we were able to do last week.
One of the things that Anthony had mentioned a couple of weeks ago was just that teams were trying to late sub and confuse you guys and trying to get calls in. Is that something you'll have to kind of just deal with and be extra on point for in the red zone as the season goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when we can get lined up, then we're tough to stop. So, yeah, it's a focus of ours to make sure everybody gets a call and get lined up and do our assignments.
What gives you confidence that maybe that some of those calls and the, maybe the miscommunications can be cleaned up as soon as Sunday night?
Hey, that's what we're out here to do. We're going to go out there today and tomorrow and Friday and put in work and hammer away at it. And, you know, each week you expect to improve. And that's what we talk about is chase improvement. And so, you know, we'll identify areas that we need to get better at. And there's lots of them, honestly. And we'll just keep chipping away at it like we always do and continue to improve week in and week out.
How different is this Bills team that you're facing Sunday compared to the last time you faced them in the past season?
Yeah, we got to see them twice last year. Got very familiar with their personnel. For the most part, same guys. And so, a few additions with Sanders and things like that. So, no, I think we know who they are, and it'll be a great matchup. We're excited to compete against them. They're a great football team. They're coming into Arrowhead, and so it'll be a fun game. It'll be really exciting.
My apologies, Dan. Last year, you guys were so good at creating turnovers. That hasn't been the case so far. You guys were, I think, close a couple times against the Eagles. Just what do you think needs to change, and how close do you think you guys are at maybe getting some of those turnovers?
Yeah, we got two of those balls out, three actually, that were on the ground. So yeah, it's just again, it's an emphasis. We got to work at it in practice, you know, and have that carry over into the game. And so yeah, if that's punching or ripping the ball out, then that's what we need to do and get the ball back to our offense. So turnovers are huge. So definitely a point of emphasis going forward.
What's the most challenging thing about defending Allen, the quarterback? Is it the dual threat? Is it deep throwing? What is it? Just a mix of everything?
Yeah, it's a mix of everything. He's an incredible quarterback. He's the whole package, right? He's big. He's strong. He can extend plays out of the pocket and still throw the ball accurately down the field. And then when he needs to, he'll run the ball and can be a threat in that regard. So. It's going to be all hands on deck when we are going up against 17. And he's a great quarterback.
And you guys went through similar struggles in 2019, and obviously that turned a corner. I realize that was a new defensive coordinator. You guys were adjusting to the new scheme. But can you still lean on some of the things that helped you guys get over that hump in 2019 now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of the same core guys. And so, again, it's about adapting and adjusting and working at things to improve and things like that. And if there's a team or a coaching staff or a group of players that's been there and done that, it's us. And so we'll for sure definitely lean on that experience. We're just going to kind of hammer away, chip away until we can improve and be where we want to be.
And on the turnovers, the one of the balls against Philly was where Ben had come from behind and looked like the ball was out. There was no time for a review. When you're a player on the field, I don't know what your view of was on that particular play, but if you think you see something, how is the communication with the sideline where they have to kind of trust players on the field and say that ball was out, don't wait, throw the flag? I mean, what's that like in that little quick time to make a decision or maybe help the sideline when they're waiting to see a replay?
Yes, it's a long ways away to have that kind of conversation with the sideline. Honestly, we've got guys that hopefully are taking a look at that, and if they do have a clean shot, then they'll go ahead and make the decision. I don't know as I feel the responsibility to make that call in a situation like that. You know, you just trust your staff and in the process that they go through.
Dan, Sunday Night Football is the first primetime game here at home with a full capacity crowd in a long time. How can that help you guys defensively? What would the atmosphere be like for you guys, do you think?
It's going to be exciting. It's always great in Arrowhead, and there's nothing better than Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead. So we're going to thrive off it, especially as a defense. You love to have the crowd at your back and the noise and the chaos and make it tough on the offense to be able to communicate and get in checks and to make adjustments and things like that. And so I anticipate us feeding off that energy and coming out and, making plays and really getting the crowd behind us. And hopefully, you know, it'll be a factor for the Bills coming in here. It won't be an easy environment for him, and that's great for us.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.